بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التشهد، باب تحريم تشبه الرجال بالنساء وتشبه النساء بالرجال في لباس وحركة وغيره. This is the next chapter in which is the prohibition that man must imitate woman and that woman must imitate man as far as the clothing is concerned, as far as the actions etc. are concerned. Men are made different and must behave as men in their dressing, in their behavior, everything. And women are made women by Allah Ta'ala and they must behave accordingly. Their dressing, their actions, etc. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المخثنين من الرجال والمترجلات من النساء. It has been narrated by Hazrat ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم cursed those men who adopt the ways of women and women who adopt the ways of men. That is in their behavior, in their style, talking, etc. Also, وفي رواية لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء والمتشبهات من النساء بالرجال. That Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, it comes in another narration, cursed men who imitate women and women who imitate men. Today also unfortunately we find ourselves in such an environment in the world, wherever we are, whether it is right from the home or whether it is in social gatherings, whether it is in the business world, outside, this imitation of man imitating woman and woman imitating man has become so common that many people ask what's wrong with it. And the teachings of Islam, we throw them overboard and we are not even familiar and we don't accept the teachings of Deen. But the environment has overtaken us so much that we don't find anything wrong with what the environment says. And this year, Al-Mukhathineen, it refers to those men who adopt the style, action, speech, dressing, etc. of women and are termed effeminates. This is of two types. One is by nature, a person was born like that. There are people, men, who are born, but they behave like women. They don't do it themselves voluntarily. Just by nature, they are like that. They are excused. It's not a fault of those. But those who voluntarily behave, men who voluntarily behave like women, or women who behave like men, those people are the ones that are cursed. And similarly, those women who adopt behavior, dressing, actions, and speech of men are also a curse. The wisdom behind this prohibition is that such people violate the divine honor granted to each gender. Man, Allah has made him specifically in a specific way, and he has to maintain his way of a man. And a woman, Allah has made her in a specific way. Now to change this, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, Shaitan said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them with all evil and terrible things, and then they will change the outward form of the creation of Allah. That is, man will look like woman, woman will look like man. وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذِ الشَّيْطَانَ وَلِيًّا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. And those people who take Shaitan as their friend and they adopt his ways and they follow according to his teachings, those people will be in a very big and a great loss. This some examples of this man imitating woman, including men lengthening their hair. Today we find many men were keeping long, long hair. This does not apply to Zulfa, of course, which is kept as Zulfa is supposed to be kept. But many men we find that they wear long hair. And then wearing jewelry, that has become common with men also. Shaving their beards, because that is part of a woman's nature, that she doesn't have hair on her cheeks and on her face. But men imitate them and they shave their beards, speaking in a woman tone, etc. And some examples of women imitating men include women cutting their hair, which is also so common, and people don't find anything wrong. And in fact, the people try and justify that women can cut their hair also. Wearing men's clothing, this has also become very common, to wear a jacket for a woman, to wear trousers like men, etc., jeans, etc. Don't even for men, this is not permissible, but it is a man's clothing, it's not a woman's clothing. So entering professions which are suited to men, that is also included in here. In the next hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل يلبس لبسة المرأة والمرأة تلبس لبسة الرجل. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the man who wear the dressing and the way of the mode of dressing of the woman, and the woman who dress like man. That is, there are specific ways of dressing which are of man and of woman. And man should dress like man, woman should dress like man. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi says that when each gender is forbidden to imitate the other in dressing, then imitation in movement, postures, gestures, voice applies to a greater extent due to the greater unpleasantness. In other words, Allah has made them two distinct species and they should maintain that. And each one has to play a role for what Allah Ta'ala has made them. And that can only be possible when that natural role which Allah has kept in them, they play there. However, in certain things, there is no harm if they imitate one another. For example, for a woman to imitate the intelligence, wisdom and knowledge of man is not detested. As far as knowledge is concerned, as far as intelligence is concerned, etc., this is not detested. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is described to have had similar intelligence to that of man. So things which are worthy of imitating, those things are permitted, bravery, etc. But otherwise, a woman should play her role. And today we find the breakdown in society is because men are playing women's roles and women are playing men's roles. That is the breakdown in society. If women maintain staying at home, looking after the children, the home, etc., then there will be a complete different society which we will have. And if men do their work, what they are supposed to do, and they take up the role of being the bosses, not like a dictator, but that they maintain order in the house. Today the woman has the order. She runs the affairs of everything. And therefore there is this chaos that is carrying on. So if women confine themselves to their role, their dressing, in everything, and men do their work, then inshallah there could be a much more suitable society. Not only for Muslims, but the whole world, the Western world and all. But unfortunately, Shaitan is doing his work, and we have fallen greatly into the trap of Shaitan. And today, women are doing men's work very, very openly. And therefore, we are having these problems which we are facing.